ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة.
Muslim family.
Islamic family paradigm.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. In the name of Allah, the light of the heavens and the earth, Allah guides to His light whom He wills. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Court of Islam Radio and the program Muslim Family.
Looking up at the sky, searching for Allah Most High, He rejected the way of worshipping gods of clay. Prophet Ibrahim knew that Allah was near, and that the heart of a Muslim is sincere. Under the hot burning sun, He declared God is one. Though with stones on His chest, His Iman would not rest. The Mu'adhin knew that right will conquer wrong, and the heart of a Muslim must be.
My name is Sayyid Wahid Alawi, and I'm the host of this program. Our dear expert is Dr. Abbas Ali Shamili, who has studied more than 25 years in the Islamic seminaries of Qom. And he has also a PhD in psychology from McGill University. Dr. Shamili, Assalamu alaikum and most welcome to our program.
Alaikum Assalam wa rahmatullah. Ready for new coming questions from Sayyid Wahid Alawi for the sex education in Islam.
It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
In this program, we will talk about Islamic sex education. Now, Mr. Shamili, in the last program, we talked about a minimum and a maximum of days, weeks, and months you're allowed and you're not allowed to have sex with your partner. Now, one of the other topics that we discussed was that you're not allowed to force yourself or your partner to have sex, that you should be careful that when you have sexual intercourse with your partner, no sounds should reach a baby or a child. And that foreplay was greatly encouraged by the Prophet, and having sexual intercourse without foreplay is greatly disencouraged. And to prolong your sex, don't come or get ejaculation or orgasm too fast. That was the advices that we provided for dear listeners from the narrations of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his progeny.
Yeah, thank you very much. As you mentioned, there are encouraging advices with regard to sex for wives and husbands in Islam. I just put them all in a list. I come up with a list of six items. Number one, we are advised and we are encouraged to have sex with the legal and lawful spouse and partner when we have strong willing or when we have strong zeal. Number one. Number two, we are in need of foreplay. And by foreplay, we mean hugging, kissing, and lovely statements. Number three, sexual intercourse must be in a hidden place. No presence of babies, no signals to present baby who may come up with listening or looking. Number four, the necessity of patience, prolonging and avoiding hurry. Number five, the need of supplication and call on Allah when we want to perform sexual intercourse.
So you mean that we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the middle of the action?
At the beginning
and at the end?
You have to begin
not in the middle.
This action,
with, this the name
action
of Allah.
With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are advised not to talk during the sexual intercourse.
Really?
Yeah. It is very harmful for the coming baby if it happens to come.
So you're not allowed to say any words?
No. Lovely statements, no problem. But talk, dialogue, normal talking and things like that, no.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, number six, having wudu when you want to repeat sexual intercourse on one single night. And the last one, and number seven, women always have more needs than men psychologically. Then you need to be sure that they have taken their own
psychologically
rights.
Psychologically or physically?
Psychologically, of course. When we say psychologically, the root is biological needs. Okay? But this biological need will lead to a kind of psychological zeal and willing that they are not able to accomplish their need unless you give them more chance. With regard to al-dhikr wa dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi said, أَمَّا لَوْ أَنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ إِذَا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَهْلَهُ. When one of you want to come to have sexual intercourse with his wife, قَالَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ اللهم جنبنا الشيطان وجنب الشيطان ما رزقتنا فإنه إن يقدر بينهما ولد في ذلك لم يضره شيطان أبدا. So whatever you like, but it is emphatically advised to use the narrated dhikr and dua, like the one that narrated from Prophet.
Do you have anything after the sexual intercourse? Some specific dhikr?
Yes, you need to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and
alhamdulillah
and to provide your thankful your thank.
So bismillah in the beginning and alhamdulillah after the action.
And even during the sexual intercourse, as well as the lovely statements that you exchange with one another, you could make yourself busy with dhikr.
So,
La ilaha illallah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Whatever you like.
In the middle of the...
It's due to you. But right. The very necessary is the beginning. Al-Imam al-Baqir, salawatullahi wa salamuhu, alayhi said, your sexual intercourse is different. Sometimes you're seeking child. Sometimes you're just seeking your own joy. Idha aradta al-walad, when you want to have child, your sexual intercourse, okay, say this, Allahumma rzuqni waladan waj'alhu taqiyya laysa fi khalqihi ziyadatan wala nuqsan waj'al aqibatahu ila khair. If you're able, you say it in Arabic. If you're not able to say the Arabic, at least you say the meaning.
You can say it in the language that is your mother tongue.
Yeah, the meaning. الكافي عن عبد الرحمن بن كثير كنت عند أبي عبد الله جالسا فذكر شرك الشيطان فعظمه حتى أفزعني قلت جعلت فداك فما المخرج من ذلك. عبد الرحمن بن كثير was one of the companion of Imam Sadiq, the sixth Imam. He said, I was sitting with Imam and we were talking about the contribution of Satan for the formation of zygote.
Of what?
Of, you know, ovule and sperm. It comes to a complete zygote. Okay? It was the discussion about that. Imam said, sometimes it happens that Shaitan comes in between and intervene in the formation of zygote. And I was afraid of this. And I said, is there any release? Is there any escape of this? Imam said, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ الْجِمَاعِ, when you like to have sexual intercourse, فَقُلْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ لا إله إلا هو بديع السماوات والأرض اللهم إن قضيت مني في هذه الليلة خليفة فلا تجعل للشيطان فيه شركا ولا نصيبا ولا حظا واجعله مؤمنا مخلصا مصفا من الشيطان ورجزه جل ثناؤك. Okay, the most important aspect is to deal with dhikr. Whatever is possible for you. If you don't do it, then you will open the gate for Satan to come in between and intervene. Al-Imam al-Sadiq, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayh, said, if you don't have supplication, if you don't call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever you want to have sexual intercourse, then kana dhalika shirkun, shirk shaitan. Be sure that there will be a contribution of Satan in between. وَيُعْرَفُ ذَلِكَ بِحُبِّنَا وَبُغْضَنَا. And if you want to test that within your sexual intercourse, Satan participated in between or no, contributed in between or no, look at the child. Does he have any love with Ahlul Bayt? Or does he or she have any hatredness? Does he love or does he hate? Mm-hmm. This is the sign that Satan contributed in between. This is dhikr.
A question that we receive a lot from our dear listeners is, what happens if you think or imagine someone else in the middle of the sexual intercourse you have with your wife?
I'll come to that.
All right. With your husband.
Yeah, please let me just to finish the encouraging aspects, sure. Advices. For the discouraging advice, I will come to that. Because this is very important.
All right.
For the encouraging aspect, another one is al-wudu lil-aud. Whenever you want to repeat the sexual intercourse in one single night, we are advised to have wudu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi. Yeah.
All right, not before the act.
It would be better.
All right.
It is. We are strongly advised to begin sexual intercourse with wudu.
With wudu. But
and
if you want to repeat this act
for several or two, three times.
All right.
Okay. It would be better to interval wudu in between.
Not ghusl.
Ghusl is the best.
Ghusl is better.
If you have the chance, ghusl is the best.
Now, if you have two wives, what about in that case? If you have sexual intercourse with one wife, and then you change the room or the house, and you go to the other house with
your
other wife.
Again, at least wudu, and if you could, al-ghusl.
But you're sleeping with another woman.
Never
is
mind.
Is wudu enough?
Never mind. But you were busy, and you don't have that freshness. You don't have that preparedness. So it would be better to go by wudu. Look at this prophetic saying. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, إِذَا أَتَى أَحَدُكُمْ أَهْلَهُ ثُمَّ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَعُودُ. If you come to your wife and you want to repeat it, فَلْيَتَوَضَّأ. You need to go by wudu. فَإِنَّهُ أَنْشَطُ لِلْعَوْدُ. If you don't do it, then you are not so fresh to go for the job in a fresh way. عنه صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, he said, إِذَا أَتَى أَحَدُكُمْ أَهْلَهُ ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُ أَنْ يُعَاوِدْ. If you go for one time and you come up to the idea that, okay, it would be better to go for the second time. Okay? فَلْيَتَوَضَّأْ بَيْنَهُمَا وُضُوءًا.
Dr. Sharmini, we will go for a break here. Inshallah, we can continue after the break.
Okay, no
problem. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. And join us after the break, inshallah.
Muslim Family,
a program from the Call of Islam.
In a poor, meager state, little food on a plate. Mother said she was glad, always sharing what we had. When I asked how can we share what's not enough, she said the heart of a Muslim's filled with love. He said it's time you should know, you will learn as you grow, that some people around will do what's bad to bring you down. Father said to be a star that's shining bright, for the heart of a Muslim does what's right. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about sexual intercourse and what is recommended to do in this act. Sheikh Shamli, you were saying?
At first, I mentioned the necessity of dua and dhikr and calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second one, intervaling wudu, if we are going to have several in a single night, to repeat. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, يُكْرَهُ أَن يَغْشَ الرَّجُلُ الْمَرْأَةَ وَقَدْ إِحْتَلَمَ. It is not recommended, it is unrecommended, makruh, to go to your wife while you are muhtalim, while you had ejaculation before.
When you're in janaba.
Yeah, in janaba. It is makruh, hatta yagtasila. It is makruh unless you do ghusl. Min ihtilamih alladhi ra'ah. From the first ejaculation that you had. You need to have ghusl. And someone asked, if I don't do ghusl, what happened to me? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you don't do it, وَخَرَجَ الْوَلَدُ مَجْنُونًا فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. If you don't do it, and you would have a mad or humane child, then don't blame unless yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You are the root.
All right, I just want to mention to the listeners that ghusl means when you wash your whole body, the whole body ablution, we could call it. But you said earlier that wudu is enough. If you want to repeat this act,
yeah,
wudu is enough. But now you're saying that if you don't do ghusl, that means washing your whole body, and you repeat this act, sexual intercourse with your wife, your child, that would be a product of this act. You think wudu in the first part, now
yeah,
ghusl in the
both
second part.
Both from the same Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi. So that one the least, this is the best.
So if you have wudu,
because for wudu,
there is a risk that your child will be mad.
Yeah.
So it's better to do ghusl.
To do ghusl.
All right.
It is best, not better. It is the best. So, finishing, encouraging aspects. I'll come to discouraging advices.
All right.
There are many discouraging advices with regard to sexual intercourse.
Now, the other question was that I mentioned that if you have two wives or if you have three wives with three different rooms or three different houses or three different apartments, and the person wants to repeat the sexual intercourse with his second wife after he has been with his first wife, is ghusl required or not?
The least or the best, I told you. Whether you go by wudu, the least. or you go by ghusl, the best.
Now, this is the point of view of jurisprudence.
You need to clean yourself. And cleaning means tahara. And in Islam, we have two types of tahara. At-taharatul sughra, wudu. At-taharatul kubra, al-ghusl. It's due to you.
Now, this is from the point of view of jurisprudence. But if you go from the point of view of akhlaq, ethics, is it correct of you as a man to go and sleep with your second or your third wife with the same sweat on your body?
Of course not, but it's due to your second wife. If she welcomes you with this situation that you have, that's okay. But if ethically, Islamically, you want to approach in a, you know, polite way, of course. We are advised.
But you haven't
done
anything haram if you go with wudu only. All right.
Wudu.
Thank you.
So, discouraging advices for sexual intercourse. Number one, avoiding excessive intercourse. Number two, avoiding sexual intercourse with while full in stomach or full in kidneys. Number three, we are discouraged to have sexual intercourse while directed toward Qibla. Number four, we are discouraged, strongly discouraged, to have sexual intercourse while having others in mind, other images in mind. Number five, we are discouraged to publicize the hidden efforts during the night or the day with regard to sexual intercourse. And number six, we are discouraged to be proud of doing sex repeatedly in front of people. Not only publicizing, but also some people at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they had gathering, they started talking about different affairs, different issues, and they were talking about being proud. You know, I am such a person that last night I had 15 times of this. 20 times, I'm so powerful. I'm hero for sexual intercourse. This is discouraged strongly by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
So don't speak about your sexual intercourse with others.
Not only speak. Even don't go by being proud of doing repeated...
In an arrogant way.
Yeah, in an arrogant way. So, number one,
or brag.
I told you, excessive. It was the list of six, okay, discouragements. Number one, avoiding excessive sexual intercourse. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alih said, "Man arada al-baqa wa la baqa, falyubakir al-ghada walyujawwid al-hidha walyukhaffif al-rida walyughallil mujama'at an-nisa." Very beautiful, very beautiful. And providing hygienic advices narrated from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, those of you who are interested in prolonging everlasting life, okay, prolong an everlasting life, at least you have to be careful about four things. Said, listen, this is very important, even for us, myself and you, as the host of this program. Number one, فَلْيُبَاكِرْ الْغَدَى. You need to eat your breakfast full. Don't leave full breakfast each and every morning. فَلْيُبَاكِرْ الْغَدَى. وَلْيُجَوِّدِ الْحِذَى. Number two, with regard to your shoes, don't take it easy. Your feet are your second heart. Be careful to have healthy, light, and smooth shoes. This is a prophetic advice.
What has it to do with sexual intercourse?
I'll come to that.
Right.
I'm just providing you the elements of everlasting life. Number one, full and rich breakfast. Number two, good healthy shoes. Number three, good light dresses. وَلْيُخَفِّفِ الرِّدَى. Your dresses, your clothes must not be heavy, must not be tight. You have to feel smooth. You have to feel free in your dressing. And number four, وَلْيُقِلَّ مُجَامَعَةَ النِّسَاءِ. The one who is looking for everlasting life, prolonged life, he has to reduce, decrease the times of having sexual intercourse, even with your wife.
All right. Dr. Shamri, before we enter those 4 points that you clarified for us, we received some questions that we need to go back a couple of steps. You said that you're not allowed to think about someone when you have sexual intercourse. But you didn't say what would happen. What
I'll
is the
come.
Effect?
I'll come.
You will come to that, all right.
I'll come to this. And first, I said what? Repeated and, you know, excessive sexual intercourse. This is number one.
All right. And the second question is that I received that women usually speak about sex and sexual intercourse, and they teach each other and so on. Is that also haram?
Teaching one another.
Not with the intention of bragging, like the example that you provided us with.
Okay.
But the intention of, you know,
education
about,
or teaching, yeah. No problem.
All right.
For example, the experienced one want to provide information and good lessons, good messages for the young one. It's recommended. Someone came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "What do you mean by light, smooth dress? Do you mean it, you know, in its own term, or do you mean another meaning?" Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I meant by light dress, qillatu dain, to have low and light loans. The one who have heavy loans does not have smooth and released life."
Thank you very much, Dr. Shamri, and thank you, dear listeners, for joining us in this program. And please follow us in the next program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So whatever you do, make sure your words are true. Honesty is the best, because life is a test. Even if it hurts so much you want to cry. For the heart of a Muslim does not lie. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.